Amen.
Let's just thank the Lord again and bless him for bringing us here again today.
Thank you for the grace of life.
Father, we appreciate you.
Thank you for worship you.
Thank you for bringing us here again, oh Lord. Give you praise, and give you glory. We thank you.
Mercy, your love.
Blessed be your name.
Oh, Daddy, we worship you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being here to teach us afresh, to lead us into every truth that we need to be children of God indeed, that will overcome every challenge of life, that will live in victory, that will live in dominion, that we can be free to become whatever God has asked us to become. By the atonement work on Jesus Christ on the cross, by which he made us free. Therefore, we walk in that liberty right now.
Amen.
And we learn of you how to walk more in that liberty.
Amen.
And to teach others to walk in liberty.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Now, this is Jezebel part 3. And I think this is the final part. And I just want to add to what I was teaching, what I was talking about the last time, that the difference between divination and prophecy. Now, the greatest way, the easiest way that you will know a diviner and a prophet is this. Now, as I said, Jesus Christ said, anyone who believes in me, out of him will flow rivers of living waters. All right. Now that means it will flow like river. So when a prophet is prophesying, the Bible says in that place that he was talking about the Holy Spirit that has not yet been given. Now prophecy is given under the supervision of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So it's given by the Holy Spirit, it's operated by the Holy Spirit. So when you see a prophet prophesying, he's telling you what God has told him. He's telling you what God has shown him. Or he's describing to you what he's seeing right now. All right? So he's just going to tell you as I'm talking to you now. But when a diviner is operating, as we said, a diviner works with familiar spirits. A familiar spirit is a spirit that is just around that person, has been around that person for a long time. So when somebody comes, that person would come with his own familiar spirit that has been in their family for decades, for centuries. So he will now come to he will leave the client and come to the diviner, false prophet, malam, whatever he calls himself. And he will now start telling him about you. And you see her name is Rosalind. And the mother, you know, married somebody from the north. And in fact, she was born in the north. Then you see the diviner talks something like this. Madam, your name is Rose. Because he's listening, you see, it doesn't flow. Your grandmother was living in Enugu, but your father was I'm hearing something, and it's true. He's hearing it from outside. Whereas the Holy Spirit has told you this thing, it's flowing out of you like a river. A river doesn't stop and start. You see? So that's how you know the difference. And I've seen that in operation many times. I was in a church where the pastor was just a divinator or a diviner. And everybody calls him prophet. Yes. They use all sorts of styles. Yeah. Yes, I'm hearing something. That's what he used to do. Leave him alone. I'm hearing something. And it's true, he's hearing something. And so he will just be doing the thing in a staccato way, you know. It doesn't flow. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
Let's ask for the spirit of discernment. Lord, teach us. Holy Spirit, give us that spirit of discernment to be able to discern good from evil. To discern good from evil. To discern the enemy action. To discern the enemy, the deception of the enemy. To see beyond the deception of the enemy. So that we will not be deceived. We will not be deceived. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we've talked about Jezebel manifestation in the place of power. We've talked about Jezebel manifestation in the home front. Well, we started with home front. And we gave Ahab as example. The same thing was in the place of power. We gave Ahab. Now, in this place, we're now talking, going to talk about, and we talked about a male Jezebel, Elimaz the sorcerer, Acts 13. Now, the third manifestation place that Jezebel manifests is in the church. In fact, that's her favorite place to manifest. And if you look at Jezebel, you will see that really she operated in those three places in the life of Ahab. All right? Manifested in the place of power. He was the king and the head of the nation. Manifested as his wife in his home. You know, Jezebel could have manifested as one of his, maybe as his past, his prophets. But this one, she was in the home. So she manifested as his wife. Manifested in the place of power and was the power behind the throne. Manifestation in the church, she involved herself in the worship of the nation. In the spiritual, the religious aspect of the nation by dethroning the prophets of God and putting her own idols. She raised idols to Baal, temples to Baal in Samaria, which is the capital city. And she had her own priests of Baal and prophets of Baal. But in this case, we're going to look rather at another great man of God, at a man of God that Jezebel manifested in his life and brought him down relentlessly. Now, it's the spirit of Jezebel operates in the Church of Jesus Christ. She uses agents, human agents, and they worm and weave their way among us so that they can be very close to the servants of God. You see, that's where they gone for. They gone for the leader, pretending to be helpful in the congregation. They manipulate and seduce with their money, with their position in the society. They can manipulate with their beauty and marry the pastor. The greatest tragedy of all is that they seek out children of God who have a calling on their lives and manipulate them into marriage, so that the calling will be aborted before it even started. And through such unholy marriages to her children, Jezebel uses deception and seduction to quench any ministry that will be a threat to her own kingdom. Good. I told you she's in charge of everything. She's in charge of, give you an example. She's in charge of anything that is false. Anything that is false. Good. Now, Jesus Christ spoke about Jezebel, by the way, in Revelation 2:20, even though she has died thousands and thousands of years before that. It was here, actually, that spirit became known as spirit of Jezebel. Jesus himself called that spirit Jezebel. Do you have it? Revelations 2:20.
Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a
prophetess. Can you see? She likes to call herself the prophetess.
To teach.
Yes.
And to seduce thy servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols.
Eat things sacrificed unto idols. Now, it may not be physical food. It may just be a false teaching. You know, the Bible is called the bread of life. So it may be a false teaching. It may be, you know, a false idea. But anything that's not in the Bible has been sacrificed to idols, has been removed, has been brought from idolatry. Idols just means that a spirit that is not of God. Now, for instance, I'll give you an example. When I was on missionary, when I was on missions in Ghana, we met a young missionary who was sent by one of the big churches in Lagos. And his father is a Nigerian, his mother is Ghanaian, so it was just perfect. So they sent him back home. Now, he has been involved in drug dealing, you know. So the Lord now saved him, forgave him, washed him, sent him to go forth and save others in drug captivity. So we're very excited to meet him. And we now began to plan, because I have a calling to youth too, and we began to plan with my children and say, oh, this is a neat way to reach into the drug sector. So we began to plan, and we used to meet in the house of one of our friends who was a widow. And suddenly she began to... Then his cousin from the U.S. came. And he was very excited. He said, oh, yes, he'll be sending us money. He'll send us clothes. He'll send us this. And we were very happy. By this time, she and the widow had decided that, oh, God said they should marry. And so it was so wonderful. We began to pray, began to plan together. Suddenly, this man, by this time, he has set up a church, you know. And suddenly, he got a call from Lagos that, oh, two women from the church, some sisters, are coming on holidays. So are you there so that you can help them, you know. And I believe one of them will make a good wife for you. That one surprised us, because... and you didn't tell him. God has already said there's somebody here. Anyway, before you knew it, the women came. He was staying in his father's house, you know, his mother's house. There was room there, and I think they lived in one of the rooms there. And before they went, in 3 weeks, they have fallen into love with one of the women, forgetting the widow, forgetting all the work that we wanted to do, forgetting everything. Every 2 weeks, he will travel to Nigeria. And he doesn't even mind that we will not come to church. Go for the weekend. He broke up the relationship, left the church fragmented, went back home and married the strange woman. By the time I met him several years later, he was out of ministry. No, when I first met him a few years later, he was very happy. The woman has money. They were living in a nice house. They were kinikon. By the time they got home, I don't understand how they did it. They had made him in charge of a prayer school, the Bible school, and he was doing very well. After that, trouble had started. The whole marriage has crashed. The man has left the ministry and has gone into full-time business. Mm. So Jezebel succeeded in derailing another soldier. Sent to the battlefield to war against her kingdom. You know, when it comes to drugs, as I said, the drugs makes a person feel high. You see, but in a bad, negative way. The way the Holy Spirit makes us to feel high, makes us to feel, you know, out of this world, you know, gives you a feeling of just being loved and everything. Uh-huh. They have a feeling of being high. And so a drug tries to mimic the Holy Spirit, but not in a good way. Remember I told you that one of the pastors, Pastor David Wilkerson, that was, he was called to drug addicts. They told him, the boys, you know, are the ones that told him that once you have him inside you, even if you inject yourself with the drug, you can't go high. Him is the Holy Spirit. Once you have him inside you and you take drugs, he said, because you can't be higher, nothing takes you higher than the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Nothing takes you higher than the Holy Spirit. So that spirit that the drug puts into them is a strange spirit. The spirit that tries to mimic the Holy Spirit. So you now want to stop her work. So that ministry we were trying to set up was going to stop her work, and she didn't like that. Now, we're going to study Samson as one of those men of God that Jezebel brought down relentlessly. It's a tragic life, Jezebel and Samson. It's a tragic life when we note that the angel who came to announce his coming to his parents told them of his earthly mission on that day, even before he was born. They said he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Now, he did fulfill that mission, but he didn't need to die in the process. He didn't need to die with the enemy. You see, that doesn't give glory to God. You see? So, because of his special mission and the anointing upon his life, because it was recorded that by the time he was growing up, the Spirit will begin to move him. The Spirit will begin to move him. Okay, so because of that special mission, three strange women from the land of Philistines. You see, his mission is he will begin to deliver Israel from the hand of the... Now, the Philistines, as I had said before, the gods of the Philistines were three. Ashtoreth, Dagon. There were three.
Yes.
Ashtoreth, Dagon, and Leviathan. No, Dagon is Baal, Ashtoreth, and Leviathan. Baal is the Antichrist. Baal, and that's, they call him Jezebel's husband. So, Baal, Jezebel, and Leviathan. That's the water spirit, the Leviathan. So, in the land of the Philistines, Jezebel had already prepared three women that would bring him down. Three Philistine women that would bring him down. And you remember that Jezebel herself came from the land of the Philistines. So that spirit operates there. And Ashtoreth is the name that they gave Jezebel in the land of Philistines. You know, I told you they call her Madonna in Italy. They call her Venus. But they call her Ashtoreth. And Ashtoreth later became known as, it became known as Ishtar. Then eventually they just call her Jezebel. So they have prepared those three women to bring him down. And it was the last one called Delilah. That's whom we all knew. But there were three of them. She succeeded after the first two had defiled his anointing and weakened him. You see, the devil is very, very patient. Doesn't mind. Even then, that amazing anointing on God was so powerful that she herself had to make numerous attempts before she brought him down. She succeeded, but she lost her life. In the calling, in the battle of life. Now, the first woman, Judges 14. Let's go to Judges 14. You see, we never know that there were three. People used to just talk about Delilah. No. It took three of them to show you that a real, you know, God protects his servants. You see, you can't blame God. He actually protects his servants from all these evil plans of the enemy. So, Judges 14, where are we? 1 to 3. Let's read Judges 14, 1 to 3.
Absalom went down to
Timnath. Now, I want us to wait there. He went down. You see, the Bible does not waste words, and there's a reason for using every word. He went down. You see, once you see that he went down, you know that he has gone to the wrong people, wrong place. When he's going to the right place, the Bible will say he came up. Okay, so he went down to Timnath, yes?
And saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up.
Okay, did you see that? When he's coming back home, he's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
He came up, yes?
And told his father and his mother,
mm-hmm.
and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath,
mm-hmm.
of the daughters of the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, therefore, get her for me
to wife. Mm-hmm.
Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of the of their brethren,
mm-hmm.
or among all my people,
mm-hmm.
that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised
Philistines? Yes.
And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleased me well.
Okay, she pleaseth me well. Now, he did not say God said. You see? He pleaseth me well. Okay, second strange woman, Judges 16, 1 to 3. So he has gone down, step 1. I remember teaching this in one of these men's fellowships in Abuja. And we counted 8 steps that he went down before he was finally finished. Yes?
16.
1 to 3.
Then went Samson to Giza,
mm-hmm.
and saw there an harlot.
That one was even a raw harlot.
And went in unto her.
Gaza is the land of the Philistines, by the way, yes. And it's along the coast.
And it was told the Gazites, mm-hmm. saying, Samson is come hither.
Mm-hmm.
And they compressed him in,
mm-hmm.
and laid wait for him all night,
mm-hmm.
in the gates of the city, mm-hmm. and were quite...
And they were quiet
all the night,
mm-hmm.
saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And Samson lay till midnight,
mm-hmm.
and arose at midnight,
mm-hmm.
and took the doors of the gates of the city,
mm-hmm.
and the two
posts,
and went away with them.
Uh-huh. Bar and all, yes.
And put them upon his shoulders.
Can you imagine?
And carried them up to the top of an hill,
mm-hmm.
that is
before Hebron.
Before.
Can you imagine that after he has defiled himself up and down, he still has enough power? So, I mean, we're not talking about the gates of this estate, gates of his city. Carried it up, Joe. Now, meet the third woman, Judges 16, 4 and 5. The same.
And it came to pass
afterward mm-hmm.
that he loved a woman in the valley of
Sorek,
mm-hmm. whose name was Delilah,
mm-hmm.
and the lords, mm-hmm. of the Philistines,
mm-hmm.
came unto her,
mm-hmm.
and said unto her,
mm-hmm.
entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth.
Mm-hmm.
And by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him,
mm-hmm.
and we will give thee every one of us 1,100
pieces of silver. You know, Jezebel likes money. Ah, is that all? Hey, I will do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can imagine that. They have now seen that, look, his strength is too much for them to combat. By this time, he has killed so many of them with a jawbone of an ass. He has done all manner of things, you know. We're not going to that. So, Jezebel was even bold enough to tell him of her mission from the start. She didn't hide it from him. Why? Because she has used seduction. She has enticed him. She has bewitched him. She has lulled him into a kind of stupid stupor. That a woman can say this to you and you will still put your leg on her lap. Let's hear what she said to him. Judges 16:6.
And Delilah said to Samson,
mm-hmm.
tell me, I pray thee,
mm-hmm.
wherein that great strength lieth,
mm-hmm.
and wherein and wherewith
mm-hmm.
thou mightest be bound
mm-hmm.
to afflict thee.
Can you imagine? Tell me how to bind you and afflict you. Tell me where your strength lies. Tell me how to destroy you. And he did not even know that she was not joking. He did not even know that he was not joking. His soul has been sold completely by the witchcraft of Jezebel. That was in Delilah. Completely sold out. That's why she traffics in the souls of men. She would have sold it jokingly. You know, she would have said it jokingly. The Yoruba said, it's when we are joking that we know the truth. Oh. My people don't joke with that kind of thing. They say, what? He did not even believe that she could mean him any harm, even though she said it so explicitly. He still put his head on her lap, and she removed the source of his strength, which is his hair. That has not been cut since he was born. Now, Jezebel network with Dagon. You know, we're talking about Jezebel networking. when he wants to operate in the church, she networks usually with Dagon. That's why you see many false churches are built near water and they use all manner of water rituals. She's networking with Dagon. Dagon is Leviathan, the water spirit. Now, of course, Jezebel was a princess from Sidon, which is by the sea. It's still now called Gaza Strip. Now, when operating in the church, as I said, she teams up with Dagon. And apart from water baptism, there's nothing in the Bible that we're supposed to do with water. Nothing. Unless, okay, they pray on water and you drink it or something like that. And you see, in those kind of things, they will say, well, you know, an angel used to come and stir up water, the water at the pool of Siloam. Okay, great. In that kind of case, it's true. If you pray onto water, and they've discovered that it works. I didn't used to believe in it until when I've been sick. I was very, you know, I told you I was very sick and everything. And the pastor came to pray for me, and they just prophesied 2 psalms in the water and said I should be drinking it, using it to bath, and it worked. It worked. I gradually became better. And God told me there's nothing wrong with it. It is what you yourself did, what the pastor and you did. They did it in front of you. Not that they give you some strange sponge and say you should go and bath openly in a water body where people can see you nakedly. There's one that I was told about, these Olumba people. They said, they have a ritual that they do that's at 3 a.m. they will cross a river and they'll be washing themselves and crush. All of them will be naked. They'll be washing and crossing the river. The person who was involved told me. I said, are you sure? And Sisi, she said, yes. You see, anything that involves lewdness, uncleanness, like you taking to a prophet, taking a woman to the seaside to go and bath for her as if she's a baby. That's the kind of water rituals we're talking about. Now, the human body is 75% water. So it is easy for water spirits to operate in the body and consume man with the fires of demonic passions, you see. And that is where they gain entrance to sin. Samson had opened the door to enemy territory when she went to seek for strange women in disobedience to God's command to the Israelites. More so as he was consecrated and set apart unto God from his mother's womb. Now let's study how Dagon lured Samson into the net of his servant Delilah. Now the Bible records that he went down to Timnah, the land of the Philistines. So it was his first step down towards destruction. Now, like in the case of the missionary pastor that I told you, you are already engaged to somebody. Two women were sent to you. Number one, the Bible says that women should minister to women and men should minister to men. So it is wrong for anybody to send two women to a man in a foreign land. And he already told you that one of them will be a good wife for you. You did not tell him that you already have somebody that you want to marry. He didn't do that. Then he brought them into his mother's house. So there's a first step down, a second step down. They should not even be living with you in your mother's house. They are working. I mean, they have hotel money. They should have lived in a hotel. Or you should have found a sister whom they can live with. You see, so there's always a first step down. It's first step down. And then the next step down. He came up and told his parents that he had seen the woman. And they did not even stop him. Now, there's a way that there's something that happened. There's another thing that happened to him. You see, to bring him down. The next thing that brought him down. Yes, the other thing is a lot of traditional ceremonies in Africa brings us down. We must be very careful about things that bring us down to the enemy camp. So we must be very careful. So we must always be aware of, is this thing bringing me down or bringing me up? We must be very, very careful. So Samson took a second step down. He had killed a lion the day before, and when he was passing by, he saw that honey has formed, bees have formed honey in the carcass of the dead lion that he killed earlier. So he took some of it, he ate of the honey, and he gave some to his parents. Now this is, the Lord has said Israelites must not touch anything that dies of itself. If you have to touch anything that dies of itself, you must go for cleansing. And you see, medically it is so. Because that animal could have died of something else. They were not even supposed to touch anything that is dead. You cannot eat from it. Even now, you and I... that were not given all those laws of Moses, that you must not eat this, you must not eat that, you must not touch dirty things, you must not touch dead things, you must go for ritual cleansing. Not to talk of, you have not only touched it, you ate out of it. And the Bible says he gave his parents, but did not tell them that he took it from a dead lion. He did not tell them. From then on, they stopped protesting against his infatuation for heathen women. They rather went down to get the second woman for him. Now, this is Jezebel for you. Those that should advise you, he will contaminate them too. He will lure them. Now, he will lure them, for instance, a girl comes home with nice clothes and my friend gave me. Oh, your friend, oh. This man that you met, oh, yes, man. No, he's just a brother in the church. Oh, he's a very, he's like a father to us. He's so wonderful. He's so, but because he gave the parents some money, even gave me some money, gave them some of the money, they will not ask tomorrow when he comes at 10 p.m. to take her out. They will not ask. And that is how Jezebel does. I told you, he will seduce with money, he will seduce with gifts, he will seduce with all manner of things. They went down to get the other wife for him, and all manner of things happened. Now, remember that we read in Revelation 18:13 that Jezebel traffics in the souls of men. What does merchandising the souls of men mean? Merchandising the souls of men. Let's look at what it means. Merchandising the souls of men. That's the title of this next topic. And we read of that in Revelations 18:13. I want to say, what does it mean that Jezebel traffics in the souls of men? You know, that kind of traffic, buying and selling information, buying and selling lies, buying and selling, exchanging the truth for a lie. And that is why the Bible says we must guard our hearts with all diligence. How do we guard our hearts with all diligence? The only way is to know the Bible, to know the Word of God and the principles of the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Well, if we know the Word of God and the principles of the kingdom, Jezebel cannot sell us a lie for a truth and tell us it's the truth. He will take the truth from you and give you a lie. That's how she merchandises and traffics in the souls of men. Now, for instance, if Samson's mind has not been sold, for instance, you say he's in love. You know, that's the kind of thing they say, I'm in love. I fell in love with her. I just knew she was my wife. If he has not been sold, his mind has been sold to believe a lie that this woman loved him. How do you know she loved you? How does a woman know that she loves you? Love is not something you can measure. It's not something you can see. It is something that comes out of the mouth, the actions, the eyes. And in her mouth, with her very mouth, she told him that I have come to know the secret of your strength and your power, and to know how I can take away that power and destroy you. And he still went ahead with the relationship. Now, there's something called enchantment. Enchantment. And that is what she uses in this case. It's like a cloudy something, you know, spirit. Dr. Rebecca Brown described it as demons, forming a cloud over that person, telling him the same thing, lies. Until that person begins to believe a lie. Ah, she loves you now, don't worry. Oh, is that what she said? Don't worry. Oh, she said she wants to kill you. Why should she kill you? She loves you. She wants to marry you. Why should she kill you? Well, she's going to be your wife. She can't kill you. And you say, but she said she wants to. Ah, no. Don't worry. She was just joking. It's called the enchantment. Believing demons talking. Now, anything that we believe that will make us break the commandments of God is an enchantment. That person's soul has been trafficked for a lie. Samson has a promise, Samson has a covenant with God, and that covenant is shown in his strength. All right, it's something God gave him to do the work that God has sent him to do on this earth. Anything that will be telling you that I want to take that away should make him know that, oh, no. I am now being asked to make a choice between you and God. Do you know that is plainly? That's what that means. I am now being asked to make a choice between you and my commitment to God. Nobody should be able to come between us and God. In the case of the pastor I told you, he started breaking his promises because of this stranger he now met. Break his promises to his church that sent him on missions. You will not come for church services. You've gone to Lagos to see the woman every 2 weeks. You just put somebody in charge. You break your promise to the widow. What about us, me and my family, that we're doing this work together? He didn't even mind, just cut that off. What about the Americans that are waiting to send us things? What of the mission God sent you to these drug addicts? He didn't mind again. All that now mattered was his relationship with that woman. That means he became completely derailed from God's will. Now, that is why she's called Mistress of Witchcrafts. Nahum 3:4. Witchcrafts, different kind of witchcrafts, manipulation, domination, intimidation. Different. And so the good news is how Jezebel was destroyed. Jezebel's spirit can be destroyed. Now, Jezebel herself died a wretched death. And it was as a result of proclamation of the judgment for her, against her, which God gave to Elijah the prophet. God gave the prophecy to Elijah the prophet. And he said, remember, he got all those prophecies, but he was so discouraged. This was when he was so discouraged. He was sitting on the mountain after Jezebel has routed him out, frightened him away. So he now sat and God said, What are you doing here? Saying, but you know, I've been zealous for your work, and I did this for you, I did that for you. And that woman, Jezebel, wanted to take my life. It's as if, God, I did so much for you, and you allow that woman to come and threaten me. It's not fair. So God says, it's okay, all right? Now go and proclaim this against Jezebel. Go and give, there's one Syrian king, go and give him this prophecy, and go and anoint Elisha to stand in your place. Can you see? That means it is enough. Your work is finished. So he now went and got Elisha, gave him all those prophecies, and God took him away. And Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the judgment was carried out physically through Jehu. All right. Through Jehu. 15 years later, it came out with accuracy. We're going to read it in a minute. With accuracy. Let's open, Mama, oh, please open 1 Kings 21. 21. God said, don't worry, dog will eat the body of Jezebel by the walls of Jezreel. First Kings 21:23. Chapter 21:23.
And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall
of Jezreel. Okay, so by this time, they had, please open 1 Kings 19, 2 Kings 9. This is when it now happens. By this time, of course, it was... she was very happy with herself. She was still, you know, the king, queen, and she was resting somewhere in the somewhere in Jezreel land. And Jehu has taken over from her husband, and they had all sorts of things had happened. And Jehu now went to look for her, to kill her. The kings, I think he has slain the kings of Ahab, the children of the sons of Ahab, and all that. And so he now went to look for Jezebel. Let's look at 2 Kings 9, 30 to 35. And she was standing in a tower, you know, and the eunuchs were standing around her. You know, the people who guard the queen, they make them to be eunuchs. And then the Bible says she has painted her face and tied her hair. That means she has piled her hair up, make all the shakara. Then she stood at the window and was looking at Jehu. And she said, does Jehu come in peace? Then he said, how can he come in peace when you've been troubling you? You are the troubler of Israel. Then Jehu said, 30.
Okay. And when Jehu was come to Israel.
No. 2 Kings 9, verses 30 to 35.
That is what I'm reading.
Verse 30.
Verse 30. Okay. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel,
mm-hmm.
Jezebel held of it,
mm-hmm.
and she planted her face.
She painted her face. Yes.
Tied her hair.
Uh-huh.
And looked out at a window.
Uh-huh.
And as Jehu entered in at the gate,
uh-huh.
she said, Has Jehu peace?
Uh-huh.
Who slew his masters?
Uh-huh.
And he lifted up his face mm-hmm. to the window and said, who is on my side?
Mm-hmm.
Who? And there looked out to him two or three
eunuchs.
Mm-hmm.
And
he said, throw her down.
Throw her down.
So they threw her down.
These are the men who are supposed to be protecting her. Go on.
And some of her blood was sprinkling on the wall,
yes,
and on the horses,
yes,
and he threw her underfoot.
And
when he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, go, mm-hmm. see now
this cursed woman, mm-hmm.
and bury her,
mm-hmm.
for she is a king's daughter.
Okay,
and they went to bury her,
mm-hmm.
but they found no more of her than the skull.
The skull.
And the feet and the palms of her hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore they came again and told him,
mm-hmm.
and he said, this is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Elijah, the Tishbite,
mm-hmm.
saying, in the portion of
Jezreel,
mm-hmm. shall dogs eat the flesh of
Jezebel. Okay, now, so this is how we know that the judgment against Jezebel is proclamation. Just proclaim the word of God. Proclaim the word of God. And it will locate that witch, wherever she is, that is troubling your life, troubling the ministry, troubling the nation. Just proclamation. Now, I want us to look at something. Look at how she died. Her hands broken off, her feet broken off, her head in another direction. Let's look at 1 Samuel 5:4 and see what happened there. This was the time that they had stolen, the Philistines went to war against the children of Israel went to war against the Philistines, and the Philistines stole the Ark of Covenant. Why? First Samuel 5:4. They stole the Ark of the Covenant, knowing that that is where the power of the army comes. You see? Now, we're going to look at these two and find that this is exactly what happened to Dagon is what happened to Jezebel. Now, in the Ark of the Covenant, what is there? A pot of manna. What is manna? The word of God. The two tablets of stones cut by the finger of God on which he wrote the Ten Commandments. What is the Ten Commandments? The word of God. Then the rod of Aaron that budded. You remember when there was a brouhaha and some children of Israel were saying, is it only Moses that God talks to? Is it only Aaron? He talks to us too. Then God said, okay, bring your rods of the 12 tribes of Israel. Bring it and I will show you who I talk to. So they all brought their rods, dead rods. And in 24 hours, only the body of Aaron had come alive, sprouted a branch which with wheat leaves, with flowers, and with fruit in 24 hours. So they say this one can no longer be a rod that will be carrying about. So they put it in the Ark of Covenant when they made the Ark of Covenant. So there were three items in the Ark of Covenant, and they represented Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You see? The Ten Commandments represented the Father. The pot of manna represented Jesus. He said, I am that bread of life that your fathers ate in the wilderness. That is manna. And of course, the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit in that rod of manna. So in that rod of Aaron. So they used to carry it to the in front of the army. And before they get there, the armies of the Philistines would have been weakened. So one day the Philistines said, we're going to take this box from them. They didn't know that they have taken what is going to destroy their God. So they took it on the house of their God, Dagon. You see? And they placed it by the image of Dagon, and they went. So the first day they came, Dagon has fallen down on his face. Ah, what nonsense. They put it upside down. Again, back up. They didn't know that the word of God is true. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. So the second day, the third day is what we want to read now. The second day he fell. The third day, what happened? 1 Samuel 5:4. And you can read it. 1 Samuel 5:4. Hmm?
And when they arose early in the morning.
That's the Philistines, yes. Yes.
Before Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground.
Behold.
Yes, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground.
Yes, before the ark of the Lord. Yes.
And the head of Dagon,
mm-hmm.
and both the palm of his head,
mm-hmm.
were cut off upon the threshold. Only
the stump of Dagon. Of
Dagon was left.
Okay. So what happened to Jezebel? What has the way Dagon was dismantled is how Jezebel was dismantled. Now that tells us the word of God is true. Psalm 115:4-8. What does it say? Let me read it. He said, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. He said, those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. So somebody should be careful the idol that he worships. Psalm 115:4-8. Be very careful. Because how that God is how you will be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we serve a God that disarm principalities and powers and triumph over them, that is how we will be. That's why they say we are more than conquerors. Amen.
Amen.
Mommy, there's something you said.
Yes.
In the Ark of the Covenant,
mm-hmm.
there are three things there.
Three items, yes.
One is what?
Okay, one is the pot of manna. That's the bread of life. That is Jesus Christ. Then the two tablets of stone cut by the finger of God, which he wrote the Ten Commandments, which he gave to Moses. They placed it in there as well.
That is the word of God again.
That's the word of God again. And he represented Baba himself. Because they said he wrote it with his finger. Then the rod of Aaron that budded, that came alive. That's the third thing. And that represents the Holy Spirit. So when they go to war, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are going with them. In fact, ahead of them. So Jezebel can be defeated. And that is by proclamation. One. Jezebel can be defeated. One. Proclamation of the word of God. Proclamation of the word of God. Let's look at what the Bible says about that. Psalm 149:5-9. Then Zechariah 1:5-6. Okay, let me read the longer one. You'll be ready to read Zechariah 1:5-6. Psalm 149:5-9 says, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. You know, the two-edged sword is the word of God. And that's why I like singing songs that are taken from scripture. They're very powerful. He said, with a two-edged sword in their, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute judgment, the judgment written, this honor have all his sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as we are proclaiming that word against Jezebel, it will be what? Binding Amen. Her with fetters of chains and fetters of iron, she and her demons. And because the judgment will be executed upon her. Amen.
Amen.
Zechariah 1:5-6. Let's see how powerful the word of God is. Yes.
Your father.
Fathers.
Zechariah.
Yes.
1:5-6.
5 and 6, yes.
Your fathers.
Uh-huh.
Where are they?
Where are they?
And the prophets. Mm-hmm. Do they live forever?
Yes.
But my words
mm-hmm.
and my statue, which I commanded my servants, the prophets,
mm-hmm.
did they not take hold of your father?
Fathers, and, yes, yes.
And they returned and said,
mm-hmm.
like as the Lord of hosts, though to do unto
thought
us,
to do unto us,
to do unto us,
mm-hmm.
according to our ways,
mm-hmm.
and according to our doings,
mm-hmm.
so have He dead
with us. Amen. Amen. Just by sending his word. And that's why he sent his word through the prophets to Jezebel. And as he has said, he took hold of her. The word God proclaimed. 15 years later, he took hold of her. And it happened exactly as he said. Remember Jericho? Thousands of years after it was proclaimed that anyone who tries to build this thing, such and such specifically will happen. And that's how it happened. So the word of God takes hold of to him to whom it is sent. So the judgment written in God's word against the spirit of Jezebel can be found in Isaiah 49, 1 to the end. Isaiah 47. Isaiah 47, 1 to the end. Nahum 3, 1 to the end. Although I usually use the whole book of Nahum. And Revelation 18, 1 to the end. So we just stand and proclaim this word against her. See that spirit of witchcraft troubling my children. That spirit of witchcraft that say I will not have children. That spirit of witchcraft that say I cannot have a husband. That spirit of witchcraft troubling my ministry. Thus says the word of God. Begin to release it. Then when you finish, you say, Lord, let the wind carry these words and locate that spirit of witchcraft and bring her down. Trample her under Jehu's horses and let dogs eat her flesh. Destroy her. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. And that is because the word of God is a person. John 1:1 is the person. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. The word of God is the captain of our salvation. He's a warrior. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts. Amen. Number two. Exposure. That's the second weapon against Jezebel. Exposure. Jezebel's spirit prospers by deceit, by deception. So we call on God to lift up her skirt and expose her deceptions to the victims so that they can be disgusted with her evil and be set free. For instance, a man who is running after a small girl in a skirt, let him know. Expose her. I know a man who became free of his wife the day he saw the effigy of himself in her wardrobe. Full-scale effigy with his pipe. He used to smoke pipe. In her wardrobe. He didn't used to enter her room. What for? Then we ask God, this is according to what is written in Nahum 3, 5 to 7. Nahum 3, 5 to 7. We also ask God to cast filth upon her, make her detestable and vile, as he said through the prophet Nahum. In Nahum 3, 5 to 7. I read, behold, I'm against thee, says the Lord of hosts. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face. Nahum 3, 5 to 7. And I will show the nations thy nakedness and the kingdoms thy shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee and make thee vile and will set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee. Amen. It's written in Nahum. Exposure, casting of filth upon her. Let the world see her as she is. You see them making prayer in the church. Lord, expose them. Expose witchcraft in this church. Expose witchcraft. Expose those who are disturbing this church with witchcraft. Expose them. In number two, in Hosea 2:10. I will read it. And now I will discover her lewdness. That means her dirtiness in the sight of her lovers. And none shall deliver her out of my hand. That's another one. Jeremiah 2:34 also speaks of her. He said, also in her skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. and I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. So blood is on her skirt, and Samson put his head on her lap. And that lured him to sleep. So we're going to pray. Yes, I turned all that into prayer. We're almost done. So let's pray. Dear God. Dear God.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Behold how Jezebel.
Behold how Jezebel.
Has deceived. Intimidated.
Manipulated.
Our Nigerians.
Our nation.
The church.
Pastors.
Husbands.
Children.
Manipulated them.
And lured them.
Frightened them. From your will and purpose.
And from your divine assignments.
Arise in your anger.
And your jealousy.
Against Jezebel.
In this nation.
Especially in the church.
And in Christian marriages.
Expose her lies. And her demonic agenda.
To steal.
To kill and to destroy.
In the name of Jesus.
Cast abominable filth.
Upon her,
that mother of witchcraft, and make witchcraft repulsive. To Nigerians,
especially in the church,
in the homes,
in the marketplaces.
In the name of Jesus. So that your children. So that our nation.
Will run away.
From Jezebel.
The mother of witchcraft.
And we will run to our places of assignment. Our place of divine assignment.
So that our nation.
So that the church. So that marriages.
Christian marriages.
Will fulfill your divine purpose.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh Lord.
Release your voice.
To tear off the veil of lies.
An enchantment.
Placed over the people.
Placed over Nigerians.
To believe that witchcraft. Is the way out.
Of poverty.
Believing that witchcraft is the way out.
To get to power.
Believing that witchcraft is the way out.
To get husbands.
Help us, O God.
In the name of Jesus.
Set us free.
Set this nation free.
In the name of Jesus.
Set husbands free.
Set the children free.
Set the women free.
Set our pastors free.
Set our pastors free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Set us all free, O God.
Into the glorious kingdom.
Of your dear Son. In the name of Jesus. The third thing that we use is dethronement and affliction. Dethronement and affliction. It's as written in the Word of God too. Isaiah 47:1-11. Isaiah 47:1-11. I'll read it, then we'll turn it into prayer. It said, Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne. O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. He said, there shall evil come upon thee, and thou shalt not know from whence it ariseth. That's verse 11. And mischief shall fall upon thee, and thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. So that is affliction. God will afflict her. In Revelations 20:20-23. He talked about it too. Let me quickly read it. It's already open in my laptop. Revelations 2:20-23. You know, I told you Jesus talked about her. This is in the letters of Jesus to the churches. He said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou suffereth that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. So if you see somebody using witchcraft in the church, don't worry. No need to confront them. Just proclaim all those words against them so that the eyes of the pastor will open and they will see. Oh, and I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Said, behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches will know that I am he which searches the reins and the hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your words. Now, he's not talking about children, living children, all right? He's talking about the spirits of mischief that she uses, the spirit of seduction that she uses to foment trouble and cause division in the church, in the homes, and notably among her children, and the spirit behind lying, stealing, divination, sycophancy, prostitution, pornography, all forms of uncleanness, lascivious behavior, such as pornography, homosexuality, and so on and so forth. This is the prayer that nations like America need, where they're even teaching children that if you want to fill a form and they write male or female, you don't have to, you can decide you are not a male or a female. Mm-hmm. You see, now a man can be a woman can be a man. Jezebel is in charge of all that. She's in charge of homosexuality, anything that is abnormal or unclean. Sexually, she's in charge of it. God, Jesus said he will kill all of them. He will kill all those spirits that is causing all those things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's pray. We'll turn that into prayer. Say, by the word of the Lord,
by the word of the Lord,
we stand on the blood of Jesus,
we stand on the blood of Jesus,
and command that Jezebel spirit, operating in the place of power,
operating in the place of power,
in our nation,
operating in the church,
to be dethroned now,
from the church,
in the name of Jesus. I command
that throne of witchcraft,
to be crushed, under the rock of my salvation, and be dismantled and silenced
over this nation and over the church, in the name of Jesus.
Let it be silenced over my ability to marry, over my ability to have children, over my ability to become what God wants me to be, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, arise against Jezebel and her agents that are standing
against your will and the purpose, for my ministry, from the church, in this nation.
Cast them all into a bed of tribulation.
In the name of Jesus.
Break their power.
Over the church. Over my marriage. Over the nation. Over the next elections.
In the name of Jesus. Break the power of Jezebel and her agents.
Over this nation.
Over Nigerians.
In the name of Jesus.
Let all the spirits of mischief that she's using to lure people into uncleanness, into witchcraft. Let them be bound and cast into the abyss, in the name of Jesus. Let all the lies she has fed Nigerians, all the lies she has fed the church,
be neutralized by the power of your word,
which is the truth. And let all the strongholds built by the lies
of Jezebel
be pulled down. in the heart of Nigerians.
In the heart of Nigerians.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit of God.
Holy Spirit of God.
Brood over us.
Rule over us.
Brood over us.
Brood over us.
Brood over our nation.
Brood over our nation.
Brood over the church.
Brood over the church.
Cause our hearts.
Cause our hearts.
To receive the truth of God.
To receive the truth of God.
And always reject.
And always reject.
Jezebel's lies.
Jezebel's lies.
From this day on.
From this day on.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we're praying like that because the she is a rulership spirit, so she rules over nations. She doesn't rule over just the over nations, over whole families. Like Simon the sorcerer, they said she bewitched the whole of Samaria in his day. Number four, and I think that's the last one. Now, the Bible says that she sells nations and families by the multitude of her witchcrafts. Right? By the multitude of her witchcrafts. So, number four is redeeming back all Jezebel stole from us. Redeeming back all Jezebel stole from us. In Nahum 3:4, the Bible says she sells nations and families through her witchcrafts.
Mommy, redeeming back all Jezebel's
stole from us.
Stoles.
All she stole.
Okay, stoles.
Eh, she stole. No, to steal now. All she stole from us. We must redeem it back. If not, we are praying for nothing now. Like if you see, you see when we are praying against Leviathan too, must vomit everything. Swallow. Ah, it's in the Bible. Now, Proverbs 6:30-31 says that men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. They say, okay, they will say you are hungry, that's why you stole. It's okay. But you, if he be found, he must restore sevenfold and give all the substance of his house. They even go to his house and say, you've been stealing a long time ago. Oh, yeah, yeah, bring this, bring that. So that is why we must redeem. We must ask God to redeem from us, for our families, all that he has stolen, all that she has stolen from us, all that she has used witchcraft to steal from us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Isaiah 49, I like that scripture. Let's mama read it for us. Isaiah 49:24-25.
Amen.
Isaiah 49. He has opened it. From 24-25. Just those two for now.
Shall the prey be taken from
the mighty?
From the mighty, or the lawful captive.
Delivered? Yes.
But thus said the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will
contend
with him that contended with thee,
and I will save thy children. Amen. Just stop there. Now remember that she doesn't steal only things. So. She steals whole families and nations. She steals husbands, she steals children, she steals anything she can steal. You see, imagine, people now sell children. They steal and go and sell. One girl said, for every child that I steal, my father gives me so much, 30,000. And he will go and steal, he will go and sell them, children. So the blood of Jesus has paid for all our captivities, and we must present it as legal currency. The blood of Jesus is the legal currency to buy back all that Jezebel stole from us. So the blood of Jesus is the legal currency because Jesus paid for everything that can take us captive. He paid for it on the cross. So we must present the blood of Jesus as the legal currency to buy back all that Jezebel has stolen from us. Amen.
Amen.
And she will comply. I mean, it's the blood of Jesus. Now, who born her? Especially when there is genuine repentance. Maybe it's our fault. The Bible even says, even a lawful captive, let's say you are even the one that put yourself into that captivity. So long as you say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, yeah. Now, there are other scriptures that we use. We're going to use them. Job 20:15. Let me read that while you are opening Joel 2. Nahum 2. They are near each other, I believe. Job 20:15 says, he has swallowed down riches and shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. Amen.
Amen.
Have you got Joel 2?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Verse
25.
And it was restored to you the years
and
the locusts. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, and the palm worm. My great army, which I sent among you.
Okay, so the Lord said he will restore. That's the promises we are taking to the Lord right now. Nahum 2:9. I love it. That's why I told you that when I'm prophesying against Jezebel, I like to read the whole book of Nahum. Yes. Not just chapter 3. Because this is verse 2 now. He talked about her being taken captive. So as she's taken captive, the Bible, the word of God now says, take spoil of silver, take spoil of gold. There is no end of treasure or wealth of every desirable price. That means as she has been cast out and going into captivity, oh yeah, let us raid her house.
And begin to collect silver,
collect gold, collect everything that she has taken from us. Amen.
Amen.
Then a general scripture against idols and gods, Jeremiah 10:11. That's a general proclamation against all these idols. He said, thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens.
Jeremiah 10:11.
That means Jezebel must perish. Because she has not created anything that she's stealing. And anything that she's taking captive, she has not created anything. She must perish. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So let's pray. Lord Jesus,
I thank you. I thank you.
For the complete work of redemption.
For the complete work of redemption.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
For me.
For my family.
For my nation.
And for the whole world.
I thank you for the blood. To be poured down now. Into this situation. To redeem back for us. As for our families.
As our families.
Everything. That Jezebel has stolen from us. The mother of witchcrafts. That steals nations.
And families.
By the multitude of her whoredoms. Therefore, we take back now. The marriages. Of those who should be married in our families.
The children.
For those who should have children in our families. We take back.
All our finances.
That we used to do the work of God. We take back our reputation
that Jezebel has sold
with her lies.
We take back
all husbands,
all wives
that have gone astray.
We take back
all children
that have gone astray.
We take them all back.
We take them all back.
And redeem them.
And redeem them.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We take authority over you.
We take authority over you.
You Jezebel witchcraft spirit.
You Jezebel witchcraft spirit.
And all your children.
And all your children.
The children of mischief.
The children of mischief.
That you use in the church.
That you use in the church.
Use in the family.
That you use in the family.
And we command you all.
And we command
to perish.
To perish.
With all your works.
With all your works.
For you are not gods.
For you are not gods.
For you are not created the, you have not created the heavens and the earth.
For you have not created the heavens and the earth.
Therefore you cannot just steal.
Therefore you cannot just steal.
And take as you wish.
And take as you wish.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We enter into your warehouse.
We enter into your warehouse.
We take back.
We take back
all you are stolen from us.
All you are stolen from us.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We take back our children.
We take back our children.
We take back our finances.
We take back our finances.
We take back our ministries.
We take back our ministries.
We take back Nigeria.
We take back Nigeria.
From the children of Assyria.
From the children of Assyria.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We take back.
We take back
the presidency of this nation.
The presidency of this nation.
And we give it.
And we give.
To the one that God will give it to.
To the one that God has given it
to. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We take back.
We take back.
Every elected post.
Every elected post.
That they are all struggling for now.
That they are struggling
we
for.
We take them and we give them.
And we take them and we give them.
To those that God has prepared them for.
To those that God has prepared them for.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Father, we thank you.
We declare now.
We declare now.
That you are all afflictions.
That you are all afflictions.
Jezebel, mother of witchcraft, and all your children.
And all
you are all afflictions, all of you.
Afflictions.
You are afflictions.
You are afflictions.
You shall never rise up again.
You shall never rise up again.
In our lives.
In our lives.
In our families.
In our families.
In our church.
In our church.
In our nation.
In our nation.
Ever again.
Ever again.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's just bless the Lord. Father, we bless you. We thank you.
Thank you for this teaching.
You are a good God. We worship you. Blessed be your name, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the prayers.
Thank you for all you have done for us today by these prayers and by the revelation of your word. Thank you for anointing, O God, that you have given us, O God, to continue to pray and to receive all that has been taken from us. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Our lives now will begin to fulfill your
Father,
your divine purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory.
We
receive complete restoration of all that's been stolen from us that we don't even know of. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.